God created Adam. And from his rib, he created Eve. And they lived in perfect communion with one another. A perfect couple. No arguments. No fussing over who's going to take the trash out. Just harmony and perfect bliss. They just had a great fellowship with God and with each other. God had given them dominion over everything in the garden. Everything they planted grew. Everything they touched prospered. Every conversation was pleasant. Everything was sunny and bright because they were in a perfect place because they were placed there by a perfect God. Amen. But then sin entered the picture through the serpent. We are introduced now to Lucifer. Yeah, Lucifer. Heaven's choir master. Brilliant in appearance. The height of all of God's created beings. Lucifer. But Lucifer made a tragic mistake of wanting to put himself in the place of God. In all of his glory, in all of his life, he forgot that all of the light and the glory that belonged to him was reflected from God who made him. Lucifer conspired with one third of the angelic host to rise up against God who created all of them. And Jesus said, he said, I saw them fall like lightning from heaven. And when he fell, he took one third of the angelic host with him in that fall. And Beulah, from that day to this day, Satan is hell-bent on destroying everything and everybody who God has created and created. And so, he made himself in the form of a serpent. Yeah, a snake who is smart enough and subtle enough to get Eve, the woman, by herself. Don't miss what I just said. Eve and Adam together are formidable against the devil. But Eve by herself is a weaker vessel. Because she did not, watch this now, receive the word firsthand. Yeah, because she didn't get it firsthand. Now, in order to be enough that her husband said, God said, it would have been easy to act on what her husband said if Satan didn't draw her out by herself. The reason I'm so dramatic on that particular part, because you cannot fight the devil by yourself. He wants to get you separated from the herd. He wants to separate you from the company of the congregation. And when he gets you by yourself, he can work on your deal. Come on, you can help me testify that it is when you are by yourself is when the devil tempts you the most. I know a lot of y'all sitting trying to be holy, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But you act like that after the sermon. But right now, I need you to tell the truth. He will get you by yourself. And he deal with your father. When the devil calling you and saying, now did God say you, so let me ask this question. How does temptation start?
Until it leads to a bad decision. Come on now.
this sexual thing because some of y'all hiding and looking funny. You say amen. And move to something that you may not be doing. You don't just wake up in the morning and become a crackhead, do you? No. You have to work on that. One drink won't make you an alcoholic. You got to drink every day. Yeah, all day to become an alcoholic. You just don't jump into temptation in the morning when you wake up. It happens when your desire leads to a bad decision. Eve did not have to sin. Adam did not have to eat because Adam was the one who was given the instruction. But Eve saw that the tree was good for food. To make one wise. And listen, brothers and sisters, it's always our desire to get information illegitimately. Let me hear you talk. It's good to get information when you're gossiping. We always want to get our hands on what God wants us to have, but we try to get it, watch this, without going through the proper channels. Because if you want to know the truth, go to the person. We want to steal it. We want to take it. God want to give it to us, but we want to get it our way. And everybody in here can help me justify that you fell into sin when you wanted to do it your way. And you can help me justify again if I know now what I know then. Folks saying that all the time, man, I wish I could go back in my 20s. I ain't home. Now I go back if I can take what I know now to back in my 20s. I wish I had some help. There are some things you can do without because the devil will give you enough rope. Come on, help me. To hang yourself, and that's when your desire becomes your decision. And before you know it, you are so deep into it that you start questioning whether or not it's the word of God. Because the devil said, listen, God knows that you will not die. Say the word, I ain't saying it. Just your eyes will become open, and you will be, watch this, like God. Now, you know, you got to always watch the devil. Look what he said. You will be like God. Now, church, that's the reverse of what God really wants. God doesn't want you to be like God. He wants you to be God-like. The devil is always trying to circumvent the process. He's always trying to get you to take a shortcut when there is only one way to spiritual success. Because everything that you want or need from God, you got to go the long way. But it pays off because you learn some things in the process. You learn some things in the process. Listen, now I ain't talking about these young folks. Y'all, I don't talk to y'all because y'all know nothing. You got to be over 40 to really understand what I'm talking about. The experience that you acquired in life have made you stronger, even though you wish you could go back and change some things. But if you really think about it, and I'm talking about really think about it, if it wasn't for those mistakes, you wouldn't be as strong as you are right now. As a matter of fact, you can be a witness and tell somebody else, don't you do that. What do you mean? Because, man, I've done that, and I'm telling you now, this is what happened to you. Don't you do that. And for all of you who may be thinking you don't belong in here, you know what I'm talking about, because of the mistakes you made in the past, because you think that everybody got it all together here in church. Let me put a bug in your ear. Everybody in here have a past. And everybody in here has made some mistakes. And all the reasons why some of us are not in jail or somebody's grave is because of his grace and his mercy. Somebody who's still having some issues in their life. There's no perfect Christians. Nowhere. Because the Bible says all have sinned. I'm sorry. You have anybody in here who can admit that you are still struggling? But thank God he looked beyond the cross.
Come here, man.
He caught that, y'all. Yeah, he did that. And then that was chaos. Everything green turned brown. The ground became thick with and full of thorns, and all because their eyes became open.